Let's talk about the busy stretch, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I know you had the boys only kind of kicked off things, and but ran kind of a quad, I think, on Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a quad with Arapahoe, Bertrand, and Amherst up at Bertrand. We did take a couple girls up there. Bertrand has a couple girls and gave them a chance to wrestle at their home place. So we took a couple up just so they could get some matches at home. But we went up there and we were not quite ready where we're thinking we're going to be. And we got learned some things, and we won some matches and wrestled pretty good at times. And, you know, made some mistakes, and the young wrestlers are going to make those mistakes. So it is a way to get started. And we're kind of doubled up in weights right now, so not everybody got a match. We only had, the boys only had five of them got a wrestle out of the ones we took. And but it's experience, and some of them have been to a duel before, so that gave them a chance to see what a real duel is supposed to look like.
Then the boys did come back and Mullen invite on Saturday.
Yeah, we took some more up there. Everybody got a chance to wrestle that went, and we had a couple that were gone. But, you know, they got some experience up there, and the Mullen invite has almost every team in that meet is from our district this year, all but two. So it was a chance to see some teams, and some of them teams we won't see them again all year. So we got to kind of get an idea where some of them are at, and you know, the kids that are in which weights. And of course, those will change over time. But, you know, we got a chance to get on the mat and wrestle in a tournament and get the feel of how that goes.
Yeah, those boys come along, got some youngins, got some kids out with just not a lot of varsity experience.
Yeah, some of them haven't wrestled varsity or haven't wrestled since junior high, maybe. You know, it's been a long time for a couple of those guys since they've wrestled, like coming back out later in their high school careers. So a chance for them to maybe get some of the rust off and learn some things. And sometimes you don't like to lose, but sometimes you go out there and wrestle well, but you lose the match, but you learn something that, how to dig down deep and fight off your back and keep going and not giving up when you get out there.
Girls had your big invite for the girls down at your place again on Friday, Coach. Had a lot of teams represented, and girls came out and first invite win there at your home, on your home mats.
Yeah, we wrestled pretty well. The girls are kind of in the same boat as the boys are. I've got a bunch of beginners, and you know, they went out there, and it's round robin, so they get a bunch of mat time. And we got better as the day went, and we've seen things that we need to work on. And so we've got a list going of, for most of the kids, you know, something that, you know, they did wrong and something they did good, things to work on. So it was a good meet for us.
But you had quite a few medal winners, had some champions on that Friday.
Yeah, Capri Sayer got first at 105. She's in the process of going down to 100 weight class, but she can't quite get there yet. But she was at 105, wrestled a tough kid or a girl from Franklin in the finals at a state qualifier. So got a good tough match right there at the end. And we were behind for a little bit, but we got a takedown and got some back points right there at the end. And it was a good match for us.
Yep, and some of the experienced girls, you can tell they've been there and done that, and it's good to see them off to a good start.
Yeah, they all wrestled well. We got banged up a little bit, which is bad, but some of the girls got some aches and pains that we're going to have to work with and deal with as the season goes, and hopefully they get healed up. And had some young girls, Madeline Benson, freshman, she got third in her weight class and wrestled really well. Made some mistakes, you know, that we've picked up on, and, you know, things to work on to get better. And some others wrestled well. You know, you just got to keep going, and it's one meet at a time. And hopefully by the end of the season, we'll be ready for the district meet, state meet.
Got a busy week coming up, Jay. You're going on, I think, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and going to take all your kids, junior high, varsity, girls and boys, I believe, to Elm Creek on Tuesday.
Yeah, we are. We started a couple of years ago adding some junior high matches in between the Trianglers, the duels, and that gave everybody a little bit of extra time to recover from their first matches before they wrestled their second. It works out good, and gets a little bigger crowd into the facility so that everybody can, parents from junior high parents all the way up to the high school parents can do it. Elm Creek has some girls, and Overton's got some girls, so you know, we'll get some matches for the girls. I don't know how many, but we'll see when we get up there, I guess, how many weigh in. So, yeah, that's a good meet for the kids all to get together, ride up the bus together, and kind of learn how that process goes and how to get ready for a meet with everybody there.
Then a girls only down in Colby. I bet this sounds like this is going to be a pretty good tournament to go to.
Yeah, Colby's got a good team again. Got several back, and then there's some others from the area. Oakley's got some good girls, and so you know, it was a tough meet for us last year, and we're looking forward to some good tough matches again this year. There's some ranked girls that I've seen in the Kansas rankings that are, you know, girls. Some of them we've seen last year, and some of them we haven't. So some chances to wrestle some tough girls and wrestle tough ourselves. So a good experience for them, seeing a little different style. Sometimes Kansas wrestles a little different than the Nebraska, and Colorado wrestles a little different too. So, you know, it's just a little different style, but we're looking forward to that meet also.
And then finally, Saturday, going to split the teams up. Boys go to Osceola, and the girls go to West Point Beamer.
Yeah, the West Point meet's a big one. It's got Class A and B schools in it. They wrestle on five mats. It's a pretty big tournament. So excited to get down there. We missed it last year because of the snow. The guys go to Osceola. It's a round robin meet, kind of like what our girls just went through. And they're going to get a bunch of matches and see how things on the east end of the state get. Kind of like, and some of them teams we won't see again until state now. So, you know, it's a good experience to just see new faces.